It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking the idea of if I could go back, maybe a moment or time in your life to which you think, if I could go back, maybe I would do this differently or I would just relive it again because I had so much fun. Just if you could press the rewind button. Jeff?
We've all got regrets. We've all got pivotal points where we know these made major impact in who I became or even opportunities I would or would not have in the future. And, you know, as I thought about long and hard.
Yeah, where would you go if you could go maybe back in time? Do you have a point in time to which you would choose or maybe an event, a moment?
The one I landed on was when I was in fifth grade. I remember I just got out of school. My mom pulls up in the blue Monte Carlo, which was weird because we rode our bikes the mile and a half to school every day.
Uphill both ways?
No.
Barefoot in the snow?
It was flat in Florida. If anything, it was just hot.
Oh, barefoot in the sand. Then nobody's going to feel bad for you on that.
But it was weird to see her, and she called me over, and it was there that she broke the news to me that her and my father were getting a divorce. I'm trying to take it in. There was that moment where everything kind of stops and slows down. My mom was explained that, I mean, she could tell I was traumatized, and she was telling me not to worry, that I was going to be able to live with her and I wouldn't have to move. I don't have to change schools. Everything is, for the most part, going to be the same. It's just dad won't be coming home.
So you're trying to obviously process this in the moment and think my whole life's about to be uprooted.
Yeah, I was trying to get a grasp of what all this means, like Christmas to vacations to just, you know, where's my dad going to go? And I remember instantly feeling it was all my fault. Hmm. Like every kid makes mistakes. Every kid, you know, even the best kid in the world does things wrong. And so I ran down this. No one suggested this to me. No one said, well, it's because you were a bad kid. But it was where my mind went, that somehow it's my fault. And my mom wasn't going to tell me, but if I had been a better kid,
this would have never happened.
Then my dad would have stayed. And I start crying, and she said, and I started going, no, no, no. And my mom said, you don't want to live with me? I said, no, mom, I don't want dad to leave. I don't want this to happen. And she's like, do you want me to put your bike in my back seat and just take you home? I said, no, I want to ride home. That was me trying to control the situation. I just
needed something to go your way.
Well, I wanted as much of some kind of reflection of normalcy of my daily pattern as I could get.
Because, like, I always ride my bike home this way.
So that was like my last ride home where I could have the thought that my dad is still with us somehow. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense when I think about it now, but I was just trying to control the situation with whatever I had at my disposal. But I wish I could go back and tell me then, first of all, hey, listen, this is a big deal. This is a pivotal point in your life, but this is not your fault. And this situation, will be a springboard that actually will make you a better father and a better husband.
That makes sense. Almost as they say, be an example, whether it be an example of what to be or what not to be.
Well, I hate to say this. I mean, my father today is not who he was. He would readily tell you that. You know, there's two ways we learn. We learn from good examples and bad examples. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, as a child, I learned most of what not to do as a father and as a husband. Hmm. And but I will say this, I know what I didn't want to be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it has, like, you know, when I met Melanie before she was my wife and we're talking about our values and whatever. And I said, no matter what, whoever I marry, I want it to be for life. I hate divorce. And so I will never,
Break up your family, per se.
It will never happen, no matter what. So yeah, that would be my moment. Is just it wasn't my fault.
Yeah,
and that would be great because the guilt that I felt that for so long that I sat on, And the second one is, hey, listen, this is going to be in that same moment, right? So it's not piggybacking and getting a twofer, but that this will make you a better husband and father.
And that's awesome. Because even in examples of learning from, haven't we all been good examples and bad examples at one point in time? I know I've certainly been a bad example.
I don't even want to run down that road of all the bad examples I've been.
For sure. So it's, you know, to be able to let that go is awesome. And just to build from it the structure of what you decided you wanted to turn yourself into, the person you wanted to be as a result of what you learned, is I think really what it's all about.
I didn't have the tools then to be able to grasp that reality, how you can take a bad situation and make it good. And that's where I wish I could just kind of give myself the cliff notes, you know,
that nudge to see in the moment, hey, that you're going to get through this and everything's going to be all right.
It's going to be better than all right. You will have a blessed life because you will learn from this things you otherwise never could.
Awesome. I would say for me, the country singer Brad Paisley has a song called If I Could Write a Letter to Me. And he talks about the time in which he was becoming a young adult and all of the moments in his life to which he thought, you know, he says at 17, it's hard to see past Friday night. And that's such a good point of, that's where I would kind of go back in time and say, you know, all these things that you think are such a big deal or that they matter so much, none of them are going to be anything as far as relevance in the, you know, in the future. But you can't see past Friday night when you're a teenager, of course. But then I started thinking, how many of us still carry that concept all through life? To rather it be in our faith or just in our everyday living, we can't see past the week ahead of us. And I know, like, you know, for example, for me in my faith journey, it started out and I couldn't see past the week ahead of my faith. What, you know, I'm coming into this. What am I doing? Is this where I want to be, where I'm going? And then, you know, and then it became, I could start seeing a month ahead of like, all right, I see, you know, where this is going. You know, then I feel like it eventually becomes a year and a lifetime. And it, you know, back to that journey, like we talked about last week, it's a, you see what really matters.
Every time I can think that I freaked out by a situation, it was because I lost perspective of what you just talked about, that this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can see it in a big picture rather than, you know, a couple days or a week ahead of you, it's much easier to, you know, to accept that concept.
Yeah, this is a bump, not the end.
Mm-hmm. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. But back when, you know, when you're a teenager, you just, one small thing feels like my whole life's ruined. Like, because you don't, you know, reality, your whole life's just beginning.
You know, it's easy for us right now, if you can kind of see this, how this works. We do it with our children where they get so upset because their favorite toy broke or this friendship fell apart, whatever it is, a relationship strained, and they're in complete meltdown. And you want to say to them, the problems that you're allowing to affect your life are silly, right? And really, again, this goes back to a previous podcast. This is an issue of being in a first world country, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but we don't know what real problems are. But that's kind of how we look at our kids and go, man, you know, the time's going to come. You're going to look back on this little blip and be like, that was silly. Why did I get so upset? But wouldn't you say the same is true?
About 20, ourselves?
Yeah, 20 years from now, looking back at the things that we're fretting over.
Man, that was silly. What were we thinking
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you're going to be like, come on, yep. man. Come on. And especially yep. in the scope of eternity. You know, how many are fretting over the stock market and the devaluing dollar and, you know, am I going to lose my job or whatever else? But in the scope of eternity, this little blink of life and the things that we choose to lose our peace over, me included, man, me included, lose our peace over, lose our minds over, if we could just gain perspective.
Absolutely. And I kind of think, you know, to tie in back to myself, another thing I'd go back and tell myself is that thinking you're going to figure everything out is complete insanity in the sense of thinking you know this or know that or you've got it all put together, when really you should always be learning because there's always something new to know. You know, for myself, I also used to think of you could have, you know, the world at your grasp per se, and then to think that you're small, like you just said, a dot on the radar, a blip of a brain could understand such a grand, masterful concept that God has created just seems kind of silly.
you know, I was trying to think about some kind of image that most people can grasp. You know, there's two kinds of people who ride roller coasters. There are the people who are white knuckling, holding the rail. And then there are those brave
hands up thrill seekers
who are putting their hands up. And which one do you want to be in life? Because all of us are on this roller coaster. And at the end of the day, whether you scream or hold your breath, it doesn't change the outcome.
They're going to say, thanks for coming to life and enjoy the ride.
And that's just it. I wish all of us, again, me included, could put our hands up a little bit more and enjoy the ride.
Absolutely. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. Visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We're so happy that you're here. Peace, love, and God bless.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.